It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Kerry Kasem. Kerry brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Kerry Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and everyone listening all over the world on KBC.com. I am Alan Gervie. I'm the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan Gervie and Wynn. And today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life. And more than ever, I will be managing your life today because typically I have a guest here who I'm speaking with, and we're asking about their life. We're asking about the cases they're involved with. We're asking about issues in the world. But today, this is about you, the listener. I am here to answer any legal question that you have today. Free advice. I'm not going to charge you a penny, but I'm going to solve all your problems in 1 hour. And helping me solve those problems is the hyena laughing next to me.
I can't help it.
Kerry Kasem.
Oh, that's me.
That's you. And you can probably answer legal questions better than I can.
Yeah, but coming from me, it's not legal advice. I'm going to just say that over and over again.
Absolutely
not.
Yeah,
just advice.
You have such passion. You have such conviction that anyone will believe what you say. I don't believe it.
Oh, thanks.
But others
Alan.
Will.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we are very fortunate today to have someone who really has some substance, because with me and Kerry here, we really need someone who is an expert in answering legal questions, a media analyst, one of the best around. We have Troy Slayton here for the whole hour to answer your questions with us. He is with the firm Floyd, Scarron, Manoukian, and Langevin, but he's also known, of course, in his earlier days from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, playing Jerry Steiner, and he was on Cagney and Lacey and a bunch of other TV and movies in the, 90s?
In the 80s and 90s.
No, you look...
I killed it in the 80s and 90s,
in the
80s, now
and
90s. I'm washed up.
You don't look old enough to be in the 80s. He's a legal analyst for Fox, for CNN, for HLN, CBS, NBC, just about everything. Dr. Drew, the O'Reilly Factor, that's not even on anymore. Just like
Should
your
we not even
Jerry
Stein.
No,
okay.
Nancy Grace, that is on, because I know you were on that recently. Ashley Banfield, one of my favorites from Winnipeg, Canada. Troy, welcome back. Why am I calling him Tracy?
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, it's a T. It's close.
Welcome back to
Thank you so much for having me back. It's such a pleasure.
It's good to have you. So we're going to open up the phones shortly. 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222. Call us with any questions, any advice you want, if you just want to talk about Parker Lewis Can't Lose. And of course, what you can talk about with Kerry Kasem is the 48 Hours expose that took place last weekend on Gene Kasem and Kerry Kasem, the fight, the controversy over the death of Kerry's father, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, there you go.
Why?
Yeah, I have to say something. Because of this show,
yes.
Gervie's Law,
yeah.
I got to meet Troy Slayton, or as you call him, Tracy Slayton.
his alter ego.
His alter ego.
Uh-oh.
And he was on Nancy Grace this last week, and he called me, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm going to be on. Is there, do you have any, you know, records, medical records, or court documents, or anything I could, you know, if I talk about it, there's some proof here. And I said, absolutely, and gave him some, you know, documents that I thought would be useful. So he actually was on Nancy Grace and gave it kind of my side of the story, or at least what the documents said, the court documents said. And there's my stepmother, once
Gene
again.
Gene Kasem.
Yeah, creating these stories after story. It's been 5 years, and every year or two, she changes the story completely because the other one didn't stick. So now she's on to, now it's a homicide investigation on us kids, me, my brother, my
Meaning
sister.
Meaning you killed your father.
Yeah. So this is insane.
But by the way, Washington State has cleared them.
Completely.
So no longer a homicide investigation.
No longer a homicide investigation. But this is what's so crazy is she literally forwards fake information to the police in Washington, then gets on the phone to the media including 48 hours, and says there's a homicide investigation.
Carrie, time out here. I have a legal expert here. Did she just slander Jean Kasem by saying that when she said she forwards this false information
to the
police?
I love how Ellen
never backs me up. So this is a public person about public events, matter of public import. And so the analysis would be New York Times v. Sullivan. Carrie would have to have actual malice, meaning that she would have to have a complete disregard for the truth or falsity of the statement and be saying it in order to hurt.
She has malice.
See, now that is
she
what,
has malice for Jean,
no,
correct?
No, actually, I don't. I don't even hate her.
This you is, too. You hate her.
No, I don't.
You
I'll
think
tell
she's
you
evil.
I do. But if you hate somebody, cancer will grow in you. You literally will get sick.
Okay, let me ask the legal issue here. Troy, is that true, Troy, that cancer will grow in you?
Well, that's a medical
someone?
Question. And yeah, aren't there some disclaimers that we need to give, you know, about how anything here doesn't
Can
form
I just finish
an attorney
my
client.
Story, you guys?
No,
anyways,
he's
listen.
He's the
no.
lawyer. I want to hear the disclaimer.
No. Doesn't form an attorney client privilege and void where prohibited. Some restrictions apply. Not available in Utah.
Perfect. So, thank you, Troy. So anyway, it's look, I believe that when you carry hate around and you carry anger around, it can lead to sickness. I do believe that. So I wasn't going to, I literally just let that go. I know what she is. I know who I'm dealing with. And I know we're going to get justice for my dad. But when you forward fake information to the police, when you lie on a death certificate and say my dad has been living in Israel for 18 years, he's never been to Israel.
18 chai.
18 chai?
Yeah.
Okay, so
that's 18.
Okay, so he, you know, she lied.
Dino knows that he's partly Jewish now.
She's lied so much that the more she talks, it's better for us. My attorneys are saying.
Let me ask you.
Keep
anything
going.
Anything that she says,
yes,
can absolutely be used against her in court. Can be used to impeach her.
That's
and,
right.
And Carrie, I'm going to defend you here on this.
Okay.
Truth is a defense.
A defense.
And yes. If it's truthful, now if it isn't truthful. Carrie's putting herself out there,
only,
and maybe Jean will sue her.
Only if
that's already happening.
That would be only if Carrie knew that it was false. So Carrie would have to know that it was false or have a reckless disregard for the truth or falsity of the statement.
So I see the thing is, Alan, the lies that she told the police are lies, and that's why we were cleared. They even said everything that this woman, Jean Kasem, brought to us. No truth in it whatsoever. They could not find one iota of evidence. Not one. You should read the press release. It's great. I put it up on my,
so,
my Twitter.
I just want, you know, and again, if you want to call for some legal advice, Carrie's getting some right now. 800-222-5222. She's getting therapy as well. So that's what we're here for. Legal advice and therapy sometimes are the same thing. Troy, I want to ask you, you know, you're on Nancy Grace, and it's an interesting case that Carrie's talking about. And by the way, Carrie, I do side with you, so don't get that impression that
Thank you.
When you're preparing for these kind of interviews, you mentioned that you talked to Carrie, you knew you were going to be on. How much preparation is done? How much do you know? Do you talk to Nancy Grace ahead of time? Can you say what you want? Or do they censor you and say, we want you to say this, we want you to say that, especially if you're on CNN, for instance?
So I never feel censored, and I'm never told what the questions are in advance, because I think that really violates the canons of judicial integrity, but of journalistic
Media.
Of journalistic integrity. You can't tell the subject of an interview what you're going to ask them ahead of time. So sometimes I'm asked for talking points where I'm going to tell the producer what it is that I want to talk about on a given subject, what my stance would be. And sometimes I'm asked, can you defend XYZ? Can you defend this side or can you defend that side? And I'll either tell them yes or no. And if it's no, then they may not want me on that show.
But do you ever feel pressure not to say something because you may not be able to come back on the show? Or if someone who you are talking with is really bothering you, annoying, and you start saying things, do you ever feel like you can't do it, your hands are tied, or you're ready to say and do what you want?
Well, you should never intentionally disparage anybody that you're with just because you're mad at them or you don't like a question or something like that.
I think you should have told that to Nancy Grace when she stated two false things, because the medical records and the court records that we gave her, she didn't bother to read. She actually took Jean's word for it when she said that we had my dad change
trust.
Well,
what if she
trust.
Did read them? Did
no, she didn't.
Just slander Nancy
no,
Grace?
No. Okay, let's stop with that. She actually stated that and this is very true, and it's on air, it's on record, and it's on a podcast. She stated that we had my dad change the trust and the will and the trust. And Jean stated that. Nancy Grace then said, oh, well, that's terrible. Now I have some suspicion, her and her little friend.
Right.
And
Who's your little friend, by the way?
Whoever that woman is. So,
well, people didn't see it, so tell them.
I don't know who the woman is. No, stop it. So they both agreed with this.
The psychoanalyst that was on with her.
Troy, who was the
psychoanalyst? That was Dr. Bethany Marshall.
Dr. Bethany Marshall.
And once again, another woman who didn't read The Power of Attorney. So we gave them The Power of Attorney.
Yes.
We gave them The Power of Attorney. It said medical. It's over health. No estate, no trust, no will, no nothing. It was an actual paper. And that my father was signing.
Right.
Did they care to actually look over it?
Troy,
no.
Did that come up? We only have a minute. Troy.
It came up, and I thought I defended Carrie and her side very well. I said that there was no unplugging going on, but they were following the advice of three doctors, the hospitalist, a medical ethicist, an internist, and it was these trifecta of doctors that all agreed that by keeping him attached to hydration and nutrition, which sounds horrible to take away from somebody, by having him hooked up to those things, it was actually causing him to suffer even more.
He was drowning to death. So the doctors came in and gave us two choices. Your father's going to die. You're going to drown him to death by keeping him on fluid because a dying body
right.
doesn't want to eat and doesn't want fluid, or you're going to let him die in peace. Those were the two choices
you know
we had.
I would clear you for murder.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Alan.
All right. If you have any questions for Carrie or Troy, and you can see how Troy can answer these questions,
Jeez.
Doesn't matter what it's about, any subject, any subject, 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. You are listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Turn your magical, let me she'd say, Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa, like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year, like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa, like a Black Friday sale every day, with hundreds of items at their best prices of the year, like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
This is mysterious.
It is.
I'm waiting. Something going to happen. This is like Shaft from the 70s.
Yeah, it
or something.
Very 70s.
It totally is 70s. Either that or like a 70s porno.
I think that's what I think it was. I think Keith was thinking about Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Speaking of which, weren't you in France doing some kind of regrouping of the Parker Lewis crew?
If you can believe it, there are people that are still interested in Parker Lewis. They might be French, but they're very much
crazy.
Into it. And so they flew five of us out there, the top five bananas from the show, and we all went, they flew us out there, they put us up and paid us to go to a con, like a Comic-Con in Paris. And we signed autographs, we took pictures, we did meet and greets with the fans.
And there were people there?
There was actually people there.
Gosh.
People dressed up in cosplay.
I'm an equal opportunity criticizer.
Oh, Lord.
The Back to the Future DeLorean was there. And I
really?
Got to, well, one of them. And I got,
that's
to,
awesome.
I got to sit in it. And
that's awesome.
I went back to November 5th, 1955.
Wow. So who was there from the Parker Lewis crew?
So Corin Nemec, who played Parker Lewis, Billy Jane, who was Parker's other best friend other than me.
Jerry.
Yeah. Abraham Ben Ruby, who played Kubiak. He was also Nurse Jerry on the show ER for many years.
Yeah.
He was the big, huge, tall guy that everyone knows from ER. And little Maya Bruton was Parker's little sister, Shelley, and she was did many movies, Adventures in Babysitting. She had a small part in Back to the Future. So,
wow.
Yeah, so all
sounds
of us
like
got
fun.
Together. It was the first time we've all
that's
been
cool.
together in like 25 years.
It's like a reunion.
It was awesome.
That's cool.
That's great.
And great French food.
And you should do it here too, because you could have American food here.
That's right. And there might be at least five people that would come.
I don't know about that. You can call 800-222-522 if you 222. There's a lot of twos in there. If you want to talk to Jerry Steiner, here he is
flesh
a few years later. You know, it is family day here at KBC. We want to wish Peyton a happy 6th birthday. She's sitting in
Yay.
The booth
Yay.
With her daddy,
happy
Pete.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peyton. Smile. She's having a sleepover tonight. Wave.
Yay.
Happy so birthday. Peyton. And then, of course, my son Hudson is here, too. He's not turning 6 until December 26th. And he's waving. He's got a big smile on his face. He's
hey,
with
hi.
Dino in the booth. And maybe Hudson will come in and be on the show. At the end of the show, Huds, we're going to get you in here so you can wish everyone a happy Hanukkah, which is tomorrow. So for those of you who celebrate Hanukkah, all the best.
Nice pronunciation
Hanukkah.
There, too. You got very,
Hanukkah.
What's the real
you got,
pronunciation?
You got very guttural.
I'm not
going to
say I'm not going to say Hanukkah because that's not what it is. It's
wait,
Hanukkah.
Do you speak Hebrew? Kind of?
You verstehe a bissel.
That's Yiddish. <sorry. laughs> I don't like to brag about my languages. But anyway, it is the proper pronunciation. Hanukkah, most people can't do it. I try and train my kids, and it's really tough. But maybe after about 10 or 15 years, they'll figure out how to say it properly, not Hanukkah. Anyway, for those of you lighting the menorah tomorrow, have fun doing that. And Hudson's back to watching Batman, and Peyton's back to her iPad. So that's what we're doing here. You know, it's interesting. We've had a couple texts here. People are texting because I guess people are shy to talk about legal problems sometimes. And I'm just going to give you a couple of the texts here and you tell
me. They could use fake names.
They don't.
Yeah, you can call and actually use a fake name. You don't have to use your real name. 800-222-5222 for marginal legal advice. I'm going to go with what that other guy that says that.
That's from Alan.
Yeah,
who's
exactly.
The marginal legal
800-222-5222. I can't say it. He's not on the station.
So here's a question from a text from New York. I think it's a woman, but I don't know. I'm just going by her name, Tracy. Is that your name? she says she's renting out a place in New York with a friend. And when they did the initial lease, they had the friend's father on the lease as a co-signer of the lease.
A guarantor.
She is moving. Well, don't say that because you're giving away the answer.
Okay.
She is moving out. The friend is moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who is staying wants to keep the same terms on the lease. Doesn't want to renegotiate with the management. The question she has is, can she continue on that lease because they're still part of the lease period, or does she have to renegotiate if management says we are not going to continue to honor the lease?
Well, if the lease period is still in effect, then I think that the guarantor and the girl leaving are still on the hook for the duration of the lease period. And unless for some reason the landlord wanted to agreed to terminate it for some reason.
Right.
But if the landlord didn't want to terminate it, then the person who was the co-signer is still on the hook. And if this person that wants to stay there is on the lease, she's on the hook jointly and severably, which means they're all equally liable under the lease.
Wow, there you go. Real estate. Go. Now, what if the lease period is up and they're on month to month?
Then she's out of luck. Then she's completely out of luck. If the
that's the case anyway. Yeah. Even if the person stays, if you're on a month to month lease, can't the landlord just say, "Listen, we want a new lease. Here it is. If you don't want it, get out because we want to raise the rent."
Generally, yes, but there are places where there are rent stabilization ordinances, like in LA, like New York has some very strict rent control laws, and so the general rule would be on a month to month lease, either side can terminate it by giving 30 days notice. But if there's a very specific rule that says, even if you're on a month to month, you have to have a specific reason to have somebody leave, like in Los Angeles City, under the rent stabilization ordinance, then you may not be able to just easily kick the person out.
Interesting. Carrie, now you do a real estate show. You've done it for many years.
Yes, but we don't deal with this.
Why not? Why? Because it's a money-making matter, and
it's just different kinds of loans.
Are all the shows that are on the radio that we listen to, what I like to call infomercials, are they all just that, people trying to make money, or is there some useful information that you can get from these real estate shows?
Oh, we give good. We definitely give good advice. I've had people call me up years later and say, "You gave me advice once, and I'm so glad I took it because I was about to buy a house. And you said, make sure you talk to the neighbors on either side of you before you buy the house. Make sure you know who you are going to be living next to." And so she did that.
That is very good advice.
And she said, "I am so glad that I didn't." There was one crazy neighbor, and the other neighbor said the other person was crazy, and like, she didn't buy the house. She's like, "You saved me." But I have a question from somebody that wrote me on Facebook when I put this up. Can I give it to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm just going to call him G. And he wrote me a very long email. But
for Gervy.
No, it's not, but we're going to say G. So he wrote me a long email saying that he was living with somebody, and he had one of those tractor lawn mowers.
Oh, the kind you sit on?
Yeah, the kind you sit on. And it's in their garage, and he has his tools, and he has some other things. And he moved out of the house, and the person won't give his stuff back.
So my question would be, how long ago did he move out? Because a roommate, essentially, it doesn't have to be a bailer, a securer of your property once you leave. At a certain point, it's abandoned.
Well, he said that they were friends, and he moved out of state. And he knew that was his stuff and he could use it. But when he came back, he was going to take it back. And now he's not giving it back to him.
So how long was that? And
I don't know. He doesn't say. I can ask.
Think if a long enough period goes by...
Then it's theirs?
I think it's...
You waive your right to reclaim your property?
I'm asking. I don't know if I'll get
this back.
There's... Can you charge storage fees?
I think
Well, they were using it, I guess.
If you had an agreement for storage fees in advance.
From this email, it looks like the agreement was he could use his stuff until he got back. And when he got back...
Well, then that's different. I think I would analyze it more like a contract. Like you can use it in exchange for storing
whatever.
It.
Right.
In exchange for storing it, and then the question would be, what is the duration of that contract? And then if one party is violating it, their remedy is, if it's less than $10,000 worth of stuff, you go to small claims court.
You know, Troy makes an interesting point that people don't understand. So many people come to me, as they do to you, Troy, I'm sure, and ask questions. People have questions, usually consumer type questions for rights. And they're always saying, you know, what's the answer? What's the answer? In a lot of these situations, there is no definitive answer. And what a judge will do if it goes to small claims is look at the facts. And that's exactly what Troy's talking about is, you know, was there a written agreement? What was the duration of time? All of these things go into a decision. But there isn't necessarily a definitive answer. And people think that the law is so cut and dry that they can just get an answer and this is what it is. They're angry. It's not that easy.
And especially in small claims court, the judge is really doing rough justice and wants to do what he thinks sounds fair.
Or she. Right. What sounds fair. So we have another one here, another text, and this one involves family law. How are you on family law?
Let's go. Let's see.
Okay. So the woman is saying that her husband wants to divorce her and is saying that she shouldn't get a lawyer, that they shouldn't do it with lawyers, that he'll be fair. He'll divide up stuff. He just got a new, a new business or something, and he's concerned. He doesn't want to have to go through litigation. He doesn't want lawyers. What should she do? Should she just try and work it out with him, or what else? What are her options?
Well, that's up to her. I mean, nobody has to have a lawyer.
It's up to her.
No, there's no...
Where this is not definitive advice here.
There's no requirement that you have a lawyer. And if she has any inkling that something is not being done fairly, if he is not disclosing all of his assets, disclosing everything that he has, then she should have a lawyer to protect her.
What about
interests.
Mediation?
You can absolutely do that as well.
And maybe that's the first step before lawyer up, as people like to call it.
See if you can have non-binding mediation.
Yeah, and that also helps a lot of times. All right, if you want to ask the experts here a question, you can hear what kind of excellent advice you're getting. It's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. You're listening to Gervie's Law. We're here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervie and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
The hard truth is that our nation is divided, wounded, and angry. Where is the voice of reason? Tune into A Nation Divided, discussing issues that divide us and how they affect your civil rights. A Nation Divided with Brian Dunn, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
How would you like to legally turn your garage into a great apartment that you could rent out for money each month, turning your dust into dollars? Curious? Call 833-4-DREAM-LIFE now and tune in to Living the Dream with Sandy Dunkley every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. on KABC.
This is Behind the Mic with Brad Dalias.
Hey, it's Brad Dalias, host of Behind the Mic, and we're wrapping up your day with your favorite L.A. sports teams, the latest buzz in national sports, and more weeknights at 11 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Chef Jamie Gwen here. Join me every Sunday for delicious conversation. You'll hear from celebrity chefs, Food Network stars, authors, artisans, and wine and travel authorities. Each week brings a new culinary experience. So join me at the table on Sundays at 12 noon right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Yeah, we're back. We're here with Troy Slayton, Floyd and Skarin. I'm getting choked up, Troy. Nice having you here. What's Ashley Banfield like? I love her.
She's awesome.
In on her show.
I've been on her show dozens of times. She took the time slot after Nancy Grace went off the air on HLN. And just within the last several weeks, Ashley Banfield's show, Crime and Justice, was canceled.
It was?
On HLN, yes.
Oh, no.
So that is no longer on. I even guest hosted on her show.
What's she going to do?
I hope
now?
That had nothing to do with it being canceled.
I don't think it did. What's she going to do?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to
her
since.
Who do you like better, Ashley or Nancy Grace?
Oh, they are both absolutely lovely people.
Oh, you are so full of it.
They are lovely people.
I can tell you, but I won't.
Well, why don't you... Is Nancy Grace on the Lisa Bloom list now?
She is.
Wow.
She's not as bad.
She's
enemies. Not as bad as Lisa Bloom.
I've been on Nancy Grace when Lisa Bloom was guest hosting.
Wow.
See? Exactly. Two people that just switch out for each other.
Carrie's nightmare.
And Lisa Bloom married the old business partner of Darren Cavanocchi, who I used to work at his law firm. And so his former partner... Braden married Lisa Bloom.
Yeah, and he's not a lawyer, though, Braden.
He's not a lawyer.
He is the business manager of the Bloom Firm. And by the way, if you have employment issues, call the Bloom Firm, and they will help you with that. There's the plug for Lisa Bloom and her firm, the Bloom Firm. She's been very good to our firm, Rowan Gervey. I don't even know what the name of our firm is, but she has been good to us. So I have to be in kind and tell them that we think highly of her firm as well, not Carrie, though. We can differ. We can differ. Quick story before we get to this call. It looks like a carry issue. So what is this thing about this divorcing family and the mom thinks the kid is transgender and the dad doesn't? Go along with that, and it's a six-year-old. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems like there's a fight over this boy. His name is James. When he's at his mom's house, he believes that he is a girl named Luna. When he goes to his dad's house, he is James, and he plays with boys, and he is not. He doesn't act like a girl.
Wow.
So you know, the kid seems either confused or maybe he's just a little embarrassed when he goes to dad's house because he doesn't want to, you know, talk about the way he feels about dressing in women's clothes. But there's a whole fight over this now, and the dad wants to take James, little James Younger, away from his mom. This is a tough one. Troy, what would you do here?
Well, I guess it depends whose side I was on, who was hiring me. But this is an all too common situation when there are parents who are embroiled in a nasty divorce and they use their children as pawns. And some people accused Brad and Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt for using their kids as sort of pawns in their nasty divorce battle,
right,
where they just settled their custody dispute.
Good.
But this is really a shame. And I think what a court will want to do is find out whatever is in the best interest of the child.
I would agree with that. And I'm just not sure, and I don't want to pass judgment one way or another, but I'm not sure how a six-year-old can be in that kind of position. And I have some evidence. I do have evidence of my statement. I don't like to say that there is, a position that I'm holding without some evidence. So I have a six-year-old here. Come here, son. When are you going to be 6 years old?
4 weeks.
In 4 weeks. On what day?
December 26.
Right. And you're going to be six. And, I don't want to disparage anyone, but you're a boy, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes? And you like playing, like doing whatever playing, like a six-year-old? And is that about the extent of your knowledge of being a child and a boy? Playing? What do you like to do? You like to play what? Hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Chess?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else? Skating? Did you skate last night?
Yeah.
And what were you doing when you were on the rink? Who were you chasing? You don't know her name? It was a girl. You were chasing a girl, weren't you? And you were trying to be the fastest person on the ice, but she was the fastest until you beat her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So there's my evidence. Carrie's doing all kinds of hand signals, but I think that's because she...
We had like three other callers and they're gone, so we need to take our callers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, but we're good. They'll call back. So listen, call in if you want legal advice, 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. 5222. I have a question here. Another one. People are listening and they're texting me.
Hudson can answer it if it's about a 6-year-old.
Perfect. Perfect. Regarding that, it's like, let the kid grow up. That's what I say.
Well,
I think that was
the point of my substantiation
just let
of
them
my position.
Grow up, right?
According to the American Psychiatric Association,
cross-dressing
in and of itself is not gender dysphoria. So the mom is alleging that the kid suffers from gender dysphoria, and she's trying to encourage it. And
who cares? Whatever. Let the kid
wear what he wants or she wants.
Yeah. Let him play.
Let him be a kid.
Look at this face here. He just wants to be a kid. Hudson, do you just want to be a kid, or you want to be a grown up?
Kid.
There we go.
That's the bottom line. Don't get parents and grown-ups, don't get kids involved in your problems. Let them have their chance
don't
to grow up.
Don't use the child as a way to get back at your spouse.
I have a good one, guys.
Go ahead.
It says, what do I do when I'm arrested? Can I be arrested for questioning the officer?
You cannot be arrested for questioning an officer. You can be arrested for interfering with an officer in the performance of his duties. That's 148 of the penal code. And so that's, interfering with a police officer in the performance of his duties. You can't do that. But simply asking the officer a question is not an arrestable offense. And you can always film the police. It is not a crime to film the police, again, unless you're interfering with them. They can record you and you can record them.
But you have to let them know.
You do not have to let them know.
You can record police without letting them know?
Yes, because they have no expectation of privacy.
Well, if you're in their bedroom, they do.
Well, that's different. If you're in anyone's bedroom, then you're not allowed to record them.
Okay, here's another follow-up to that. It says, do I have to submit to being fingerprinted or photographed?
You have to submit to being booked. Yes. If you've been arrested and you're at the police station, you've got to permit yourself to be booked. Otherwise, people don't even realize that when they get a traffic ticket, if they don't sign the bottom of the traffic ticket, the police officer can arrest them and hold them in jail up to 48 hours before bringing them to a judge. Because when you're signing it, you're not saying that you're guilty. You're just saying that you agree to go to court.
Yeah.
On the date.
And there's a reason for that, isn't there, Troy?
Yeah, because we don't want to take everyone to jail who's stopped for speeding or following too closely.
And we have to establish some authority for the police and enforcement of the law. You can't just leave it up to people saying, you know what, I'm not interested in participating in this criminal investigation.
That's true, but I've always tell people that you never have to talk to the cops. You don't have to talk to anybody. If someone calls you on the phone and says that they're Detective so-and-so from whatever department, you can hang up the phone. You don't have to talk to anyone on the phone
Absolutely.
You don't want to. And just in real life, face-to-face, you don't have to talk to anyone you don't want to.
And by the way, I tell all of my clients in workers' compensation, do not talk to investigators unless you have an attorney present. Do not give statements. Do not open your mouth. There's nothing in it. There's nothing you can gain by it, especially when it can be construed against you. And when they say everything can be and will be used against you, it's absolutely true.
But cops can be very intimidating. They'll get up in your face and they'll say, oh, you don't want to cooperate with me? I can make things go very difficult for you or very easy for you. And people get scared and suddenly get diarrhea of the mouth and tell everything, single thing that they've done since they were in sixth grade.
Right.
But you don't have to do that.
And the other thing is that we don't know what goes on a lot of times, whether it's cops, whether it's an investigator, whatever it is. If it's not recorded, if it's not something that can be used as evidence, it can always be fabricated later down the road. And I think that's what people get concerned about.
So you should always just be polite. Be polite to the police officer and say, I want to cooperate with you. I just can't answer any questions without an attorney.
Okay. Do we have time for another one?
Well, yeah, we do. But let me just follow up on that because it's interesting you say that. What if people really want to say something that can be helpful to them? For instance, if they're in a car accident and they know that the person behind them hit them and, using your advice, and again, I'm not holding it to you, Troy, but if the cop comes up and says, what happened, you say, I'm not going to speak. But if you can use it to exculpate yourself from any potential liability, why not?
Because so many people think, Well, in that situation, of course, you're rear-ended and you're going to want to tell the cops what just happened. But in so many situations where the police are investigating somebody, they think if I just tell the police officer the truth and if I just let them know that I'm a really good person and I didn't mean to do X, Y, or Z, then they'll maybe just let me go. The police officers are not there to be your friend. They are there to usually investigate a crime, and everyone that they're coming upon is a suspect. In their eyes, right, until it's proven otherwise.
And they're just doing their job as well. I do want to take that position as well, because
for sure,
you do defend, Troy, people who are accused of crimes, but at the same time, I want to defend cops if necessary.
I have clients that are cops. I've had clients that are police officers, and they've got a really tough job.
And they have a tough job, and that's why so many cops file workers' comp claims, not because they're fake, as the LA Times said in August in that article that we talked about back then, but a lot of times they legitimately have a tough job. What do we have? Have 1 minute, Keith. All right, Carrie, you want to do your thing in 1 minute? You got something?
Yes. Okay. So it's another Facebook. People are listening and they're writing me on Facebook. You guys can call in 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. It's a woman who says that she broke up with her boyfriend. He moved out and he used her credit card. She wants to know what the credit card company can do to her if she doesn't pay her bill.
Depending on what he bought.
If using someone else's credit card is identity theft,
well, no,
it's a crime.
They bought it, I guess.
Together?
He used her card, yeah, and so you know, but she can't afford to. They were helping pay the bills. I guess they were paying the bills together. He's not doing it now. She's saying she has failed to pay her credit card bill 3 months in a row.
And it's because he bought things on that credit card?
They bought them together, but yeah, she okayed it. It looks like
she okayed it. Then she's on the hook.
Why can't people just call the credit card company and cancel the credit card if they're concerned? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
But she allowed it. They were living together. She allowed
it.
Now
she's on the hook, and it'll go into collections. Ruin her credit.
And she's not going to be able to get it back from him. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you have a problem, take care of it. Make a call and say, I don't want anyone using this. I need to close out this credit card. If you don't do it, you're on the hook. Speaking of being on the hook, we got to take a break because we're on the hook for a break right now. Hudson, you want to put us into the break? Say you're listening.
Got to pay the bills.
Oh, no. Got to pay the bills. Say you're listening to Gurvey's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. You don't have to do it that fast. You're listening to Gurvey's Law.
You're listening to Gurvey's Law.
A little louder.
You're listening to Gurvey's Law.
On
790.
And give it with punch. KABC.
KABC.
Oh, that was excellent.
That's very cute.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Former President George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda beginning on Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The public will be allowed to pay their respects from Monday at 7:30 p.m. to Wednesday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Meanwhile, the White House says President Trump had a brief talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a G20 dinner in Buenos Aires last night. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump and the First Lady engaged in several informal conversations with world leaders at the dinner, including Putin. A state expert is calling yesterday's earthquake in Alaska the most significant quake since 1964. In a Facebook interview on Friday, seismologist Mike West said yesterday's 7.0 quake triggered about a half a dozen significant aftershocks above magnitude 4.5, followed by several smaller ones. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s to around 50. More news coming up in 30 minutes. Continuing coverage at KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, exposure, cancers, and death. RGW lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath. Through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
Napa know-how.
It's the biggest holiday sale ever at Napa. Like a Black Friday sale every day. With hundreds of items at their best prices of the year. Like a Bluetooth speaker with LED light system for just $29.99. Just $29.99. See, just like Black Friday, but nobody gets trampled. So don't miss Napa's biggest holiday sale ever. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/18.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervey and Kerry Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
We are back, and we're talking to Troy Slayton, Floyd and Skaren, legal analyst extraordinaire. Really enjoy having you here, Troy, because you have so much sense.
Thank you. And it's great to be here.
You know, it's just so much better than having the two of us talking.
It's always better.
Because we make no sense.
I'm happy to come anytime.
And you were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody, the Hanukkah version.
There is. It was blowing up my Facebook feed. People of all stripes were sending it to me.
Wow.
Like I'm the, you know, token Jewish kid on their Facebook feed.
Facebook.
And there's everyone thinks Troy needs to hear this.
Did he see the movie?
It's very funny.
I have not seen the movie.
Carrie?
I went last night and the projector broke in the arc light.
Yeah.
But they were so nice.
Yeah.
In the arc light. But they were so nice. No, they were so nice. They refunded all of us and gave us all free tickets.
Cool.
So we went to Thai food and then to an escape room. And we had so much fun.
Well, forget about that. I want to talk about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Did not ruin our night. So good. Toy Thai
food is my favorite.
Toy Thai.
Hudson, do you want to wish everyone a happy Hanukkah?
Well, East Hollywood has the best Thai in town.
Yes.
Oh, they're having a conversation over there.
Yeah, we are.
Can you tell them to excuse me? I want to say something.
Sorry,
say,
Hudson.
Excuse me. I want to say something.
Happy Hanukkah.
To everyone.
Happy Hanukkah.
Can you say to everyone who celebrates Hanukkah?
To everyone who celebrates Hanukkah.
And since you probably won't be here at Christmas time, do you want to say Merry Christmas to everyone who celebrates Christmas?
Merry Christmas to everyone who celebrates Christmas.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That's
and happy birthday to everyone who has a birthday on December 26th. What do you say to that? Say thank you. That's me.
Thank you. That's me.
And tell everyone how old you're turning.
Six.
Wow.
Yeah. Almost there. Great.
There goes,
you look
my
at
mom.
Least seven.
Yeah, he's tall.
Seven.
He's tall.
He's not tall.
Oh, he is.
Are you tall in your class? What about some of the kids in your class? They're much taller, like
Caden.
What about Garnett? Coco Garnett.
Yeah.
Well, she comes by it naturally with Kevin Garnett as her dad.
Yeah, that's called
and Paul Pierce's
really big.
Son Prince. He's pretty tall. Yeah, so he comes by it naturally too. But when you have Alan Gervey as your father, good luck. You're not going to be in the NBA, buddy.
What a celebrity-laden class.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, we won't talk about that.
It's my mom's birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
so
is?
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Say happy birthday to Carrie's mom.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure she's listening and she'll
and you want to say
real mom.
Hi.
Yeah,
she's
my real
listening.
Mom. Real
happy
mom.
Birthday to the real mom, of course. And say hi in Toronto to your grandmother.
Hi.
To who?
To Bala.
Yeah. That's what you call her, right? Some people call grandmothers different names. So what are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at the calls we have.
Okay, there's a lot of we're talking to Hudson.
Oh, that is hilarious.
That is so funny.
That is so funny.
We're actually reading what the questions are here, and
this is hilarious.
We are
trying to decide which one you're going to pick.
Which is
the best one?
Well, really that. It's not, we're doing a lot of screening. Can you do that, Troy? You're on the media all the time. Are they screening? What is like people?
I don't do a lot of live call-in shows, and so far we haven't had very many.
Yeah,
but people aren't. The switchboard is lighting up. You better call right now.
Harry's having problems
because every time you talk to Hudson, we get calls, and then you take forever, and the calls drop. I'm literally going, the call.
Hudson, she's blaming you. What do you say to that?
I'm blaming
Harry's blaming
six-year-old.
You for the calls that are being dropped. Not Dino, but you.
Okay, so I'm going to give
it's not my fault.
Okay.
It's not my fault.
I agree.
Yeah, remember
call
that.
Us if you want marginal legal advice, 800. I hope that's
we're
not trademarked. I really hope
we're
that's not trademarked. 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222.
I have another question.
Wait, go ahead. We don't. But can you guys answer another Facebook question I have here?
Sure.
Okay. And I just had it. Hold on. Oh, so this person wants to know how he can collect unemployment benefits.
It's easy. In the old days.
Literally, I have that. His words are, what conditions can I collect unemployment?
How about you're not working anymore?
No, get fired from a job. And so there's a lot of ways to get fired from a job.
If you're fired for cause, you don't get to collect unemployment.
Not for cause, but people think that they can collect if they just quit because they want to go on what we used to call in Canada pogey, but it's not that easy.
You just go online to the, in California, to the Employment Development Department.
Okay, well, they quit here. They quit because of there is an environmental, something that they would get sick at work. They were sensitive to something.
That's a good reason.
And he wants to know, he left, he didn't get fired. Can he collect
unemployment? Okay, well, first of all, you're talking to the expert in workers' compensation
here. Okay, good, so they want to know.
So did you go to the doctor? Did a doctor diagnose a condition as a result of some environmental exposure that you had on the job? If so, that can be a workers' compensation claim, and you can call me at 800. What's the number?
I was going to say 222-522.
It isn't. It's 855-4-RGW-LAW, 855-4-RGW-LAW, or 818-981-9960, 818-981-9960. If it isn't a workers' comp claim, then, as far as unemployment goes, there are certain rules. Obviously, the government through the Employment Development Department, the EDD of the state, is not just giving free money away.
They give it away pretty easy. Uh-huh. They give it away pretty easy.
Okay, there's one more question, guys. Guys, and you can call, but this person really wants me to ask this.
You know, I was collecting EDD when I was Hudson's age.
Oh, Lord.
When we would go on hiatus from Cagney and Lacey, my mom would be down there with me, holding my hand at the unemployment office, and I'd be collecting for the 3-4 months we were on hiatus every single year.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, that's a problem because a lot of times for actors anyway, they don't have a certainty that they would be working. A lot of them are not working, and they shouldn't, just because they're crappy actors, they shouldn't be getting EDD.
That's right.
Okay, right. Real quick,
we gotta go.
This person wants to know how he can prove that there was age discrimination. They said that they were getting rid of his job. They didn't need the job anymore. The post was going away, but then somebody younger came in and took the exact same post. He's doing the exact same thing.
Well, that's a tough one because there's a lot of discovery involved. We don't have time to go into it.
Okay.
There is something called business necessity. If a job is terminated because of business necessity and they can prove it, an employer isn't what's the word I'm looking for?
But if they wanted to fire him just so they can bring in somebody younger who is cheaper to do the job and he can show that, then he could possibly prevail.
Ah.
Yeah, well, of course. You look at this the discovery to see if they do right away hire someone else who's younger, then obviously you're going to have a claim. But an employer isn't struck. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my Lord.
Karen,
oh, man. I'm like, what
Karen.
Is going on with Alan today?
I freak him out.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Hudson, we got to close it out. Come and say thank you to Troy Slayton for being with us today. Can you say thank you to Troy Slayton? Really close to the mic.
Thank you, close. Thank
you. Oh, that's close.
Close to the mic. Thank you, Troy.
Thank you, Troy.
Oh, thank you, Hudson.
It's been a really, real pleasure having you on the show today.
It's been a really...
Pleasure
to have you on the show today.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and happy, happy birthday.
in a month. And happy birthday to Peyton. Carrie, what's your final words?
My final words are, we'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
No, you still have time because you want to talk about something else. You're looking at your phone.
Because I have people writing me. They have questions and we don't have any more time.
All of a sudden, no one's calling. They're all on the text.
Look at my Facebook. Go to my Facebook and I'll show you the DMs. They didn't want to call
in. People do not, Troy, people do not want to talk about
It's the age we're in.
Yeah, it's all texting.
I'm telling you.
Next week, our whole show will be texted. We're not even going to be on the air. We're just going to text it to you. Please send us your cell phone number so we can text you the show. Hudson, thanks for being here and co-hosting with us. See you next week on Gervie's Law. Same bat channel, same bat time. Hurry. See you next week.
See you next week.
On Gervie's Law.
On Gervie's Law.
This is Hudson Gervie.
This is Hudson Gervie.
Saying same bat channel.
Saving bat channel.
And same bat time.
And same bat time.
All right, thanks.
All right. That was cute.